This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, I respect people's freedom. But when you're talking about a public health crisis, the time has come. Enough is enough. We've just got to get people vaccinated.
Human beings do well when they have carrot and stick. So a mandate helps people to realize it's time.
No, I don't, and you can't make me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The caution that if you want to have Christmas toys for your children, it might now be, might be the time to start buying them because the delay may be many, many months.
Oh, don't you see, kid? You're being bamboozled. These capitalist fat cats are inflating the profit margin and reducing your total number of toys.
And that scares me because that sounds like shutdown. That sounds like we're going to expect that the economy is going to basically be locked down again, and that's frightening.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
So Biden has finally started talking 5 hours late, and he's talking about the so-called infrastructure bill, which is basically welfare. And he's just talking, I'm going to give you welfare for this, welfare for that, your income tax credits, and it's an investment. Every time he says investment, that means it's a dole, welfare payment, a handout. Those are some of the synonyms for investments. So I don't know if he's even going to mention Afghanistan or not, but he's just starting off talking, he's pulling the old operation, change the subject here.
But I don't know, to be clear.
We're rolling on it, but there's no need to go back to this. This is just more mush from the whip, as the Globe used to say of Jimmy Carter, and that's what we have here. Right now, it's time for the Chump Line.
Jen Psaki is assuring everyone that, unlike Vietnam, there will be no Afghanistan boat people.
Well, there is a silver lining, I guess. Now he's talking about the Voting Rights Act. So, we have to steal more votes in the midterm elections. It's important that dead people still be allowed to vote. And, we can't take away the franchise from dead people, even though, what is it, 80% of the American people want voter ID. The Democrats don't want it.
Charlie Barker here. I just want to go on the record and say, number one, I didn't leave a dog, nor will I leave a dog at the governor's mansion. Number two, I will not put him on top of the car and go for a family vacation like our former governor did. So I'm looking pretty good right now, other than the fact that I'm having an administration that wants everybody to wear masks for the rest of their lives.
See, if you're not from Massachusetts, you may not get there. Part of that is an inside joke. There is no governor's mansion. And the other part about the dog on the roof of the car, that's a reference to Willard Mitt Romney and Seamus, the Irish setter, which was used against him in the 2012 election. He made Seamus ride all the way to Michigan on the roof of his car.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
And so if some of us were saying, but didn't Seamus appreciate that more than what Barack Obama did to his dog in Indonesia? He ate his dog! The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who, for no particular reason, this week is quoting C.S. Lewis, who wrote, "When the whole world is running towards the cliff, he who runs in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind."
Putin uses the KGB. Biden uses the CDC.
Meaning to keep control. Or is he likes to also call it the CD fee.
Why do we assume Afghan refugees want to come to the U.S.? I'm sure when they learn of this country's history of repression, they'll want to go back to their third world democratic paradise.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's such a terrible country. Why aren't the boat people heading for Venezuela or for Cuba or for, as the caller just said, for Afghanistan? You'd think that they would be teaming across the Himalayas to get to Afghanistan to enjoy the utopia that's about to be set up.
Who can forget Dr. Jill's bedazzled love jacket? It's now time for her to break out the holy bleep jacket.
802 says they delayed his speaking until the House passed that garbage, so he looks strong. More wag the dog. Yeah, nobody thinks this is anything other than another welfare handout, another spur to more inflation. This is, if you work for a living, this is, if this does eventually go through in whatever form, it's going to cost you money just by the fact that the inflation will erode the dollars that you earn. Whereas the people who aren't earning anything, just getting handouts, they'll just write them up a new handout, like the child tax care credit. By the way, you get that tax care credit even if you don't work. So how is it a tax? How is it a credit for taxes since you're on welfare? Joe Biden never speaks to that, does he?
Joe Biden was sad to hear that someone from the Stones died. He just didn't know if it was Fred or Barney.
The VIPs like that one. I liked it, too.
So our children have to wear masks over their mouths and noses because our educators are wearing masks over their eyes and ears.
Yeah, God knows we wouldn't want to do anything about stopping the flow of illegal aliens who are infected with COVID-19 over the southern border. We can't ever ask them to do any of the things that citizens are required to do, you know, like get a vaccine or work for a living or pay taxes.
Silver hair upon his head, tongue that's tied and brain that's dead. He's got no clue what he should say, and he won't remember anyway.
You know, it's kind of good, though. If he ever gets called before the grand jury and he says, I can't recall, they'll never be able to indict him for perjury or obstruction of justice, because who's going to dispute it?
Calling her overseas trip a major victory, Kamala Harris announced that going forward, all Vietnamese sweatshops will have transgender children's bathrooms.
Yeah. Are any of the transgender members of the U.S. military in Kabul now, or are they all elsewhere occupied?
Dr. Fauci here. I really appreciate CNN letting me fill in for Michael Avenatti's time slots.
Yeah, he's still the toast of the town on CNN. Other parts of the country, he's just toast, but they still love him on CNN across the board.
Since Plugs took over, it's been total disorder from Afghanistan to the southern border. If he steps down, then it's the cackling clown, and at this point, the country cannot afford her.
Yeah, but what's the, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, we're stuck with them for the foreseeable future, unfortunately. 413, that was the Limerick guy. The Limerick guy also says, Plugs figured it's better to play the Santa Claus card than it is to perform as a legitimate president. Well, I mean, that's, you know, he's unable to perform as a legitimate president. 917 says, first rule of Dems, when all hell is breaking loose, throw some more money at them. Hey, the Romans had the same theory, bread and circuses. Not that the circuses are kind of out of business and professional sports aren't what they used to be, but they're still printing bread.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Afghanistan is going well. Taliban, Tony Blinken, and Jihad Jake Sullivan are going to stop the ISIS-K. ISIS-K? I wonder if ISIS merged with the Afghanistan branch of the KKK. I should telegraph Senator Byrd or Governor Northam to find out. Not a joke.
Oh, God. ISIS-K. ISIS-K. It's a and then there's a. Ugh, it's so ridiculous. I thought it was a cereal first when I first heard him say ISIS-K.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. Oh, he's leaving without taking any questions. Is he leaving without taking? Oh, is he still speaking? Oh, I saw that. I'm watching some recorded messages. Excuse me. I should start over. Oh, he just left without taking any questions. All right. No questions. I was right the first time. What a shocker. We predicted that, Taylor and I, during the top of the news. The chump line is our recorded voicemail message service. If you want to call and leave a recorded message at any hour of the day or night between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, we have a second Chump Line that is posted every night around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time weekdays. It's called Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra messages. And you can find Chopped Chumps wherever you find your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who for no particular reason this week is quoting C.S. Lewis, who wrote, "When the whole world is running towards the cliff, he who runs in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind."
Joe Biden was sad to hear that someone from the Stones died. He just didn't know if it was Fred or Barney.
All right. 207 says, "Walk away, Joe. Walk away." Yeah, I know. That's what he does best. Due to the great success of the Eden Pure three-pack bundle, the Thunderstorm special will last until the end of August. The Thunderstorm air purifier three-pack is back. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the three-pack and I'm happy I did." And now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier three-pack. You'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the three-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. Traveling around New England and having a hard time finding Howie?
Guys, what if we all go to Vermont?
Just go to HowieCarshow.com to find a station near where you happen to be. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harp screaming out the wall of nations in a while. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
I'm determined to ensure that we complete our mission, this mission. I'm also mindful of the increasing risks that I've been briefed on and the need to factor those risks in.
Yikes. Our mission, unconditional surrender. There's so much in here. He said that our allies are in solidarity. I mean, didn't the next chancellor of Germany call this a debacle? didn't both houses of parliament in the UK denounce him? The House of Commons and the House of Lords basically held him in contempt. I mean, everybody has said this is a complete cluster bleep, what has happened. And he's talking, we're getting them out as fast as we can, as fast as we can. Pitiful, pitiful. All right. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase two. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. How'd you guys like the Super Beats? They're good? They're good. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support a statewide mask mandate for public schools?
Absolutely not.
98% say no.
98%. Okay. So those are the hardcore Karen dead enders, that 2%. All right. 844-500-4242. That was a pretty sad performance. You didn't really miss anything with it. We're cutting it up right now, even as we speak, and we'll give you some of it as we go by. I think he was just waiting for the House to pass that porculous trillion-dollar bill. And I don't know what it's maybe it's okay in the Senate. I can't even keep all these bills straight anymore. And, you know, some of them are. And Nancy Pelosi, I thought she said she wouldn't pass the $1.9 trillion until she got the $3.5 trillion. Maybe she backed down. I'm not even sure anymore. It's just more welfare nonsense. They're just throwing money at Democrat constituencies, whether it's the non-working classes or the green energy boondogglers or the critical race theory hustlers. You know, those are the people who are getting the money. The infrastructure is just pennies on the dollar for every dollar that they spend. You know, they're talking about free community college education. Like, so now everybody can take transgender studies and women's studies and ethnic studies, and it's like that's going to prepare them for something other than sitting on their couch or maybe manning or personing the weed delivery services as more and more states legalize marijuana. There's a lot less here than meets the eye, except for inflation. That's what it really is. 844-500-4242. This is the former governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe. Is this Terry McAuliffe or is this Ralph Northam? I don't understand who this is. It sounded more like Ralph Northam today. It says on the cut sheet, Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe is running for governor. But whoever it is, this Virginia Democrat wants to make it difficult for unvaccinated to get on planes. Now, does that include Tom Brady? Is he? No one seems to have asked Tom Brady if he's gotten a vaccination. And Cam Newton, the quarterback of the Patriots, is now not number one on the depth chart anymore because he violated the COVID protocols. I don't know what that means other than not getting a vaccination. So are they gonna keep all these quarterbacks? Because there are a number of quarterbacks in the NFL that have not gotten a vaccination. Are they gonna keep them off the plane? Cut eight here.
We have 93 million Americans today that are not vaccinated, and we need to do everything that we possibly can. And I tell my private businesses all the time, I hope you mandate vaccines for people coming. Until we make it hard for people to get on planes or go to movie theaters, people just aren't going to do it.
I think that is McAuliffe as opposed to Northam. Yeah. So, you know, What about the fact that New York City, I'll read the column by Carol Markowitz when we come back from the New York Post. You know, they're doing this thing in New York City now. It's semi-mandatory now, but on September 13th, it's going to be mandatory. If you don't have a vaccination card when you go into a restaurant or a gym, then you're going to be turned away. So over half the blacks, the young, especially younger blacks in New York City are unvaccinated. So what are we going to be like Woolworths in Greensboro, North Carolina in 1960? They're going to have sit-ins outside these restaurants to get black people into these restaurants? Is this what they want? Is this the future? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So thank you again, and God bless you, and may God protect our diplomats and all those in harm's way. Thank you.
Mr. President, can you guarantee every American will be out before the troops leave?
Sanctions
can guarantee.
Texter says, if Jen Psaki is angry that Peter Ducey is saying Americans are stranded, how's he going to feel when he asks her, what do you say to Americans who've been abandoned in Afghanistan? And another texter says, our allies are in solidarity. The consensus is that Biden is an incompetent buffoon. I have to agree. We'll play more cuts as they come through, but I think I summed it up pretty well. I want to just read you something about these vaccine mandates and these vaccine mandates, mask mandates, et cetera, et cetera. This is Carol Markowitz's column in the New York Post. Grace knows her, and I met her in Florida last winter. She was down in Florida. I don't think she wanted to come back that much to New York after getting used to living a more free lifestyle in Palm Beach County. Vaccine passport requirements have come to Gotham. Restaurants have started asking patrons to see their vaccination cards along with IDs to dine inside. Starting September 13th, restaurants, museums, and certain other indoor venues not doing that will be fined. Why? It's part of a larger movement to control and punish those who dare to disobey COVID edicts. We've known for some time restaurants are not major COVID-19 spreaders. Our restaurants in the Boston area in Massachusetts have talked about this. The government's own statistics have shown that you have a better chance of getting infected just about anywhere than in a restaurant. Back to Markowitz's column, you're not catching COVID standing near someone for a few minutes at the Guggenheim Museum. The main source of COVID transmission is close prolonged contact. In other words, if you're going to contract it, it will most likely be from your dining or museum companion, not a stranger nearby. So why bar unvaccinated New Yorkers from participating in city life? The idea is no longer to mainly persuade people to get vaccinated, but to punish them for not following orders. I think that sums it up. Authoritarianism is always done for our own good, you see. Under totalitarian regime, punishment camps are called re-education camps to teach you how to be a better person in society. The vax mandate is a natural progression from the kind of cruelty that has reigned through the pandemic. Whether it is screaming at unmasked people in low-risk situations outdoors, Karens in the supermarkets, or reporting our neighbors for gathering with friends and family, the snitch lines that I've written about. The severity with which we've treated each other has been intense. We're better than these people has been a hallmark of the pandemic among people who've actually been among the worst. We've turned the virus into a moral test. You can even catch it when you're masked, even if you've been vaccinated. But if you don't mask up and get jabbed, you deserve to be sick. We see it in the perverse glee of so many, like those now urging hospitals to delay or deny treatment to unvaccinated patients. So let me just read you this story. I've been holding this story. This is another story from the New York Post. A New York City manager goes renegade in the face of new vaccination-proof rules. They talked to a bunch of restaurant owners in New York. So this woman who runs an Italian pastry shop in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, she put up a sign: "We do not discriminate against any customer based on sex, gender, race, creed, age, vaccinated or unvaccinated. All customers who wish to patronize are welcome." So she, of course, is being shunned in polite society. Right? "For me, it's not political," said Mary Josephine Generoso, who manages the bakery. "It's most of my customers are vaccinated. It's about civil liberties and freedom. Now we have to be in a society where people can't roam freely and enter my place of business if they want to. How is that okay in the United States of America?" And she says she knows what's going to happen. It's scary. I feel like we will be made an example of. It's really hard to go up against the machine, and that's what we're up against. A lot of places know that, like the gym owners in New Jersey last year. Remember them? And out in Worcester County, that the guy in Oxford, right? In Oxford, they shut him down. They changed the lock on his front door. The town did. Changed the lock on his front door and shut off his water. Yeah. Stratus Morfogan, owner of the Brooklyn Chop House and the Brooklyn Dumpling Shop, believes it will add up to little more than a dog and pony show and says it's not a good look for restaurants. What are we, the police, asking our diners to show us the papers like in Nazi journalism? Germany? Excuse me, Nazi Germany. Morfogan fumed, adding that the city mandate is against our constitutional rights and everything we stand for. Morfogan said, we will ask nicely and customers will show us their reports filled out in pen just to go along with this political sham. Jeffrey Banks, he runs Carmine's on the Upper West Side and in Times Square, says they will support the vax-only mandate, but adds that it comes with its own complexities. This is a great one. This is a great question. Here's the million-dollar question. A party of eight comes in. They're all vaccinated except for one person who claims a religious exemption. What do you do? Here's another one. Robert Briskin, who owns the American Brass and Maella in Queens. I'm sure my staff can sit home and collect from the same people enforcing these rules. I would appreciate it if the government did its own dirty work and would stop bossing me around. I spent a year being the mask police, and now I have to be the vaccine police? Is the city going to pay me for my services? These are all great questions. 844-500-4242. And, of course, the mask mandate for all indoor public settings, whatever that means, quote-unquote indoor public settings, returns to Boston on Friday.
And in Oregon, they just put in place outdoor mask mandates, regardless of vaccination status.
Outdoor mask mandates. So it's like L.A., right? Yeah. Like L.A. County did back during the height of it. Outdoor mask mandates. Nobody's dying, but they have outdoor mask mandates because the governor is a moon bat, and she's a lunatic. And they've abolished all kinds of standards for high school graduations. But you have to have a mask on if you're dining outdoors. You think that will help business or will that hurt business in Oregon? I don't think it's going to. Do you think it's more likely that the eastern counties in Oregon will want to even more secede from the coastal areas like Portland, Oregon? The Rose City. The Rose is looking a little wilted, isn't it? Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, this is from a 1980s article in the American Medical Journal. It's the effect of masks on kids that had cancer and had to stay away from the other kids. The psychological damage to these kids was off the charts. And nobody is now saying this right now.
Where is this? Tell me where this is again, this study.
It's the American Medical Journal. It's it's back from the 80s. I had to look this up. I stay up late at night and I look this stuff up.
So it's JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. Is it the JAMA? JAMA, is that what they call it?
Yeah, you got it. That's what it is. But
you don't have the date on it or anything, or you don't have the date or the author on it, do you?
I think it's in the '80s, and it's sometime in the spring. But
you're gonna have to do. Thomas, text me back if you can find the story. I'd love to see the story, but it's hard to run it down if you just got me a decade, you know. But I appreciate it. I have no doubt it's true. You know, I just can't imagine that it's good. And the younger the kid, I would think the more damaging it is to their psyche and to their development to have to wear a mask. I mean, again, it drives me crazy. Just as a diner, when the waiter or the waitress had to say, had to say the specials, and I couldn't understand it. You know, I just say, don't worry about the specials. You know, I'll just order off the menu. But it's just so crazy, and it's so unnecessary. It's all about control. That's all it is. Thanks for the call, Thomas. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, hey, Howie, how you doing, man? Real quick, you know, it's interesting. I'm listening closely, you know, just to what people are saying. Well, the so-called powers are, you know, in charge are saying. McAuliffe's saying, I have instructed my private industries or,
yes,
you know, companies.
Yeah, he has businesses.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. You know, hey, sorry, you're the governor.
He may be the governor. I mean, I hope he's running neck and neck with the Republican. I think he may lose, actually. I think this is going to be a bad year for, this is an off-year election, so it'll be in November for him to run. Would you vote for the guy? I would never vote for a guy who said that.
Bill Kristol is backing him. Bill Kristol came out and backed him today.
Bill Kristol is out of his mind. Bill Kristol has lost his mind. I'm sorry I ever see. I accepted a free subscription to the Weekly Standard from Bill Kristol. I actually fed him a couple of little stories that got turned into items. I never wrote anything for the magazine, but he's out of his mind. He's like all these Republicans who were never Trumpers. You talk about an incurable virus, Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, there's no vaccination. You can't get one, two, and a booster shot doesn't do any good either. These people have lost their minds. Thanks for the call, Joel. Bill Kristol. That's one of those things. If I were running in Virginia and Bill Kristol came to me and said, I want to endorse, who should I endorse, you or your opponent? I'd say endorse my opponent, Bill. I think I can raise money and get votes by pointing out that you've endorsed my opponent. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Howie. How you doing today?
Good.
Okay, I am done. I have had enough. I'm just done. As of the next couple of days, I'm going to have a sign outside my house, a really big one, that says, Honk for Freedom. No masks, no mandates, stand and fight. And then I'm going to have another one that says, Be defiant, not compliant. Fly the Gadsden. I want everybody out there to turn around, get a Gadsden flag, and if you're against all the insanity, you're against the corrupt capital, you're against the state house, you need to fly a Gadsden. These guys are going to walk out in the morning, they go to work, they're going to look out, and their whole neighborhood is going to be filled with don't tread on me flags.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Diane. I was driving around today, and I heard Uncle John's Band by Grateful Dead. You know, it has that line, there was a hill of cannonballs. Their motto was, don't tread on me. And I thought to myself, that was a cool hippie thing to say in 1970 when that song came out. But now the millennials would say, ooh, you must be a militia. You must be a white supremacist for saying, don't tread on me. And the Babylon Bee actually a couple of days ago had a story, Democrats come up with a new slogan, tread on me. Thanks for pointing that out, Diane. Don't tread on me, the Gadsden flag. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or purse, yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you. Even pepper spray can be dangerous and ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape, and they send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. More than 237,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of smart self-defense products. Taser devices are available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code Howie. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code Howie. spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
I was just talking with Diane, the caller, and she mentioned Don't Tread on Me, the Gadsden flag, and I mentioned that I just listened to Uncle John's band. I'd forgotten that. I was just driving around, and, oh, great song came on the radio, and then he mentioned, you know, Jerry Garcia mentions, or whoever was singing, mentions, you know, there was a hill of cannonballs. Their motto is Don't Tread on Me. And a 603 said, now you need to show papas to go to a Dead show. Was planning to see them in Great Woods next week. Now I'm out.
Will your papers, please.
Will they be singing Uncle John's band, do you think? What's left of the Grateful Dead? Their motto is, tread on me. Secretary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Secretary.
Hey, Howie. So nice to talk to you. So I'm a secretary at an elementary school, and let's just call it near the Cape.
Okay.
What's really sad about all of this and so frustrating is I just want to tell you my name, tell you where I work, but I put my job in jeopardy in doing.
I don't blame you, Secretary. You're making the right decision. So what's going on at your school after this statewide mask mandate is going into effect?
Parents are up in arms. I had someone send me an email, said they're going to homeschool because we're a bunch of Nazis and this, that, and the other, and they called me a Nazi, and I really so just wanted to reply and say, I'm on your side, man. I don't want to call them Nazis, but I think they're just, you know, they're implementing this mask mandate without really knowing what good or harm it's going to do. It's already done irreparable harm to a lot of these children. They're like mentally, you know, affected by all of this. And now we're talking pre-K? Give me a break. I mean, there's no reason to have pre-K through anything.
Secretary, they have these crazy polls. I don't believe them, but they say 80% of the state supports a mask mandate for schools. I mean, is that the impression you get from the parents that are calling into your school?
No, the parents, they're not polling the parents of children in school then. So that's what's happening.
Yeah.
They can't possibly be polling parents who have their children in school, because I'll tell you, the ones who have issues and want their kids to be masked are the ones who, you know, they did homeschooling, you know, back when we, you know, whatever, but they prefer to homeschool. But now they want to homeschool because they don't want to wear the mask. I mean, it's a big mess, and it's really disgusting, in my view, how they're handling
it. I agree, Secretary. And the worst thing is that I don't see any reason for doing this. They're, you know, they keep saying follow the science, follow the data. They're not following either. They don't care. This is about, as Carol Markowitz says, control. Thanks for the call, Secretary, and thanks for hanging on. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, can I shift gears here?
Go ahead.
If you cut the strings to Joe Biden, he's going to collapse like Howdy Doody or Pinocchio. And I apologize to Howdy Doody and Pinocchio, because they're not only more articulate and possess a greater degree of lingual dexterity than Joe, but they are just like Joe. They're inanimate. And do you remember the Pat Paulson show with Smothers Brothers?
Yes, I do.
Remember when he used to slam his hand? He would gently lower his fist to the podium and say, what this country needs is more action. He's more threatening to the Taliban, Hamas, and Al-Qaeda than is Joe. But I have to give kudos to Mr. Biden. I have to give kudos to Mr. Biden, because he's a little more shrewd than you think. Where Hamas, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda are trying to destroy this country from without, the periphery, Joe's going to invite them in and have them destroy the country from within.
Well, that may be the long-term effect. You know, somebody over the weekend described him as a hologram in the basement. And, you know, I thought that was a really good analogy. We're going to play the cuts when we come out. There's nothing spectacular, but we'll play some of them. And then we got some other stuff to play. Another scam, this one involving the state lottery. I'm Howie Carr.